and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching episode number 19 of Power Rangers RPM, Three's a Crowd. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this one, and we're going to do that here in 3, 2, 1, go!
A computer virus has built armies of robotic soldiers and taken control of our world. But there is still one place we can be safe. The domed city of Corinth, and the only hope we have left is...
Three's a Crowd was the 19th episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on August 8th, 2009, written by John Tillagen and directed by Peter Salmon. All right, so by this point, I believe, is the point where Judd Lynn completely takes over as the executive producer. So we shall see how things go forward from here. He is building off of what they've got, or already done so far, but I do know he also changes some of the plans for the show, which causes trouble with some of the cast.
Any luck with your sister's key?
It just spins around and doesn't do anything.
Let me have a go. I'm a mechanic after all.
If I want your help, I'll ask.
Really? You know, my Aunt Aggie always used to say, if you spend your whole time looking back, sooner or later, you're gonna step in manure.
That's a great saying.
Just be over here.
He's still twisted up over that key, isn't he?
Aye. So where did Scott and Ziggy disappear to?
They went shopping for Dr. K.
Okay. Strawberry and a raspberry lollipop. Two.
Actual grocery store shopping. Interesting.
And of course, the Choco Ducks. My personal favorite.
Ooh.
Mr. Marshmallow.
Ziggy, this is not what Dr. K meant by restock the kitchen.
Hey, have you ever been to a store where the candy is right there in the produce section?
Open the register.
Oh, of course this would happen.
Fast! A little bit faster.
Excuse me, I hate to be a bother, but this whipped cream is way past its sell-by date.
Ziggy.
Is that Knuckles Nelson from the Yo-Yo Brothers? I thought Fresno Bob ghosted you a long time ago. But I guess not.
A lesson. You mess with the Zigmeister, and you take your life in your hands.
It helps that Ziggy's had some ranger training.
That really was past its use by date.
Uh-oh. What the heck is this?
What are you doing here?
We saw from outside.
And we wanted to get in on the action.
Let's bolt. Get him.
Cardio.
now he suddenly can't do it? What the heck? Well, I guess... No, he was getting the hang of it. That's weird.
From you.
Huh?
Secondly, I've done one better. I've built an electromagnetic lightning blaster.
What?
It'll end the Rangers in one painful stroke.
How does it work? Tell me!
It's easy. You just check the safety.
Just kind of like that.
Build another attack bot, and then maybe.
Goody, goody! I'll make the perfect bot. It'll be colorful and creepy.
Perhaps we should test this further.
Initiating Skyrev configuration test.
In position to attempt combining move.
Roger, Red.
Remember, Rangers. Unless you coordinate this move perfectly, the biofields won't allow for synchronization.
Don't worry, Doc.
Probably not quite.
Going airborne for optimal success.
Great idea, Dem.
What are you two completely nuts?
Hit the brakes.
Stop. Look out.
Energy levels dropping.
I'm showing malfunctions on all systems.
What a pretty crash. Hot jam.
You said it, Gemma.
Kaboom.
Biofield failure recorded. 0800 hours. Series operators out of sync. Aborting further testing.
Now, Jim and Gemma were already a bit of a problem, but they seem to be even more of one now.
I mean, look, it's hard enough trying to control those giant lumbering megazords, let alone making them all transform into an even gianter megazord.
Anyone seen Jim and Gemma?
I mean, seriously, this time I think Dr. K has lost it. I mean, she throws together all this crazy technology
and
expects that we can make it all just come together. She's standing right behind me, isn't she?
Yeah.
And for the record, Green, I don't expect the technology to just come together. I expect the series operators to make it work.
Hey, maybe a little help next time. A wave of the arm, a point, perhaps a slap.
It's more fun to watch you squirm.
True.
I think it's time to go big. Begin the download now.
Now that ain't right. Oh, what is that? Wow. Interesting how that worked.
Let's blast that thing.
Operator Red, hold your fire. Repeat, hold your fire.
What? Why?
We don't know the toxicity of the gas inside that attack bot. Fall back until I can analyze the poison levels.
Roger that. Black and Green, I'll take the lead. Fall back into Alpha formation.
Come on.
Uh-oh, this could be a problem. I was going to say, they're just going to take it out, aren't they?
Wait. But waiting is no fun.
All right, so the original Ranger footage of the cockpit stuff has a harder or brighter light, so it... Yeah, so they're definitely very red or very green so far, whereas the lights aren't as bad in the Sentai footage.
You just can't do that.
Do
what?
Shoot first and ask questions later. Look, if the gas in those canisters had been toxic, you could have poisoned the whole dome.
But it wasn't!
And that bot
blew up like the Hindenburg!
It's like talking to children.
We're sorry, Scott.
They are children, basically.
Whatever it is we're doing.
Look, just try contain yourselves.
Did you get any of that?
Only the part about shooting first?
Yeah.
Any luck?
Maybe he should try talk to them. Come on, you got that whole reckless thing going on, yeah?
No way. I'll talk to them.
No.
No.
Come
on.
Now what?
We found something.
Blow up.
Surprise, surprise. And how'd you manage that?
Oh, we reconfigured this subatomic particle enhancer to triangulate magnetic variances in the waste.
If you knew anything at all about quantum mechanics, you'd understand.
Wait, you can't just go attack Benjex without a plan.
Okay, we promise.
Shoot first.
But we won't ask questions later.
Whoops.
Nice and easy.
And the can is not damaged.
Any rangers come sniffing around, and its thread molecularly mimics spider silk strong enough to catch a jumbo jet
or even a megazord.
Dr. K,
busy.
It's important.
More important than deciphering an electromagnetic disturbance from a remote island in the waste?
Yes.
Look, it's about Jem and Gemma.
What about Jem and Gemma?
Look, I know they're friends of yours, but...
But what?
Look, they're just too reckless. And now they've run off to attack without having a plan. Nothing.
What?
That device you gave them went off. Something about quantum something?
I didn't give them a device. They're heading right towards the disturbance. If it's what I think it is, they're in big trouble.
It's time for the rest of the team to go into action.
To say the least, the disturbance
should be right there.
Or up here.
Didn't see that coming.
That could have hurt. An episode or two ago, this would not be a problem. Oh, that would still have been a problem, though. You know, she looks like a female Mega Man with that thing on her arm. Oh, this is probably where the problem comes in with the electromagnetic thing.
Looks like it's Megazord season.
Hurry, Rangers. Energy readings from the map. They forgot. Mach, not Mac. They're swimming? What?
Begin the download now.
They have forgotten to put the yellow filter over this footage, though. I love that he asked what that was.
They ditched me to go out and battle the Rangers.
What? I didn't authorize this attack.
Wait.
Need a hand?
Super Saver.
All systems failing. Nothing can stop us now. And it's all because of my new powerful.
Look out!
What? What blasted her? I don't understand. Did Vinjik shoot them?
We have to do something, Jem.
We have to combine the Megazords.
But it didn't work last time.
Last time we weren't in sync. Skyrim. It's the only way we can blow the sucker up.
Then follow my lead this time. Channel the biofield directly into the mainframe on my mark.
Got it. Ready for biofield manipulation.
We're gonna send this puppy back.
And that robot guy's just gonna wait and let them. Fun.
If we're off by just a hair, then we'll blow ourselves back to the garment district. 3, 2, 1. Initiate biofield sequence.
Oh, this is cool.
We did it. All systems go.
Skyrev Megazord.
Hey, where'd those buttons come from?
Explosive.
Yeah, baby.
All right, let's finish this.
Go!
So is this thing, like, massively bigger than the monster now? Oh, I don't know. We're not going to see them fight the actual on screen with the monster. Okay. They took out Vengix! Again! Oh, but he didn't blow up. Oh, wait, give it a minute.
This body has failed me for the last time.
Yeah! Hello? Dr. K? You gonna throw us some props? Hello? Dr. K?
Just gonna eat some candy. Nice.
Pappy always used to say, many hands make light work.
Guys. Hey, that's actually a good saying.
A lot more fun breaking things.
Than to fix them. Well, I figured since we're here, right? I mean, why waste a trip?
thank you.
Maybe we have been.
A bit reckless.
Maybe. Just a bit.
But from now on?
It's all for one.
One for all.
Rangers, we have a breach in Sector 12.
Ooh.
More things to shoot at.
Oh, guys!
Why don't you ride with us?
I wonder if this will lead to something next episode, or if this is just a way to end it. Where's Scott's car? That's no fun. Alright, so Jim and Gemma have finally learned a lesson. Maybe. Possibly. Kind of, I guess. Maybe. We'll see. I think in the Senta, I want to say that this was, Gold and Sulfur weren't so nutty crazy like Jim and Gemma are. It was more of a, they can do it on their own and they don't need the others. And this was them learning that they needed the others. Something like that, maybe, possibly. I don't remember. But anyway. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank you all for listening. Next time, we'll be watching the 20th episode of Power Rangers RPM, which is entitled Heroes Among Us. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.